Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 23 today. In many ways, this feels like one of the most intimidating psalms to read aloud and talk about. It's so well beloved. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What does a person say with a psalm that everyone seems to know? How can you even read the opening line and it not be a recitation? I found that challenging. How do I read the first few words and not repeat what I've heard in the past, but to say it for myself? It makes me wonder, why is this psalm so well beloved? Is it present by popularity? Once famous, always famous, the momentum keeps it moving. Does this psalm warrant this love? And not just that it's in the Bible. A lot of people are going to like it just because it's in the Bible. But does it rest on its own merit? Is it good art? And I am not one with the skills or who should even be answering that question, honestly. I feel so inadequate at it. But if you look at it, at a piece of poetry, it presents some interesting and fascinating moments of power. It's translated from another language, but it still carries beauty. The repetitive nature and structure of Hebrew language and Hebrew poetry in particular comes through in this. The repetitive rhythm and flow builds the beauty of this psalm. You can tell the skill and the power of its creator. It's seen that this artist knew what he was doing, even today. It transcends the moment of its inception. A shepherd, farmer, on a hill, in the Middle East, thousands of years ago. It's not just that this poem is relevant today. It is present now, in the hearts of now. It has always been relevant, and that speaks to its artistic power. This psalm, like the beauty of creation, if you look at the majestic trees or the immensity of chasms and canyons, this psalm as an art drives one to wonder and to glory in something. And I think it is a powerful tool in revealing the great shepherd to the lost sheep of the world who might not know or think that they have any interest in such a one. Let's read it again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm is what trust feels like and looks like. This is security in a poem, safety and release from anxiety expressed in artistic language. It tries to give the reader a window toward freedom and liberty. and it posits all of that rest and assurance on one shepherd. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.